This is George L. Preslian, and this is the preparation. This audio file is the preparation, instructions, and discussion to prepare to take the inner journey, which is assignment number 3. So we're not on assignment number 3 yet. We're getting ready for assignment number 3. Assignment number 3 is going to be a separate audio. You'll probably see that right underneath this audio. It's already there for you when you're ready for it. You're welcome in this program, when you look at the page with all the different audios and so on, you're certainly welcome to jump ahead and jump around, and you don't have to do it in any particular order, although, because different people learn in different ways. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to summarize the vision that I originally had of this process for you, and I'm also going to summarize where we've come so far and what we've done so far, so that you can make sure you're in the right place at the right time for the magic of transforming and improving your love life by changing your love story to happen most fully. And I'm then going to tell you where we're planning to go all the way to the end. So we're definitely getting there. Now, what happened for me is that I had a vision from doing my own love's work with love's magic, working with my own love story in a way that came to me. And I had a vision of doing this program and sharing it with other people as an evening seminar, a live seminar, where we would get together in a hotel room or a private home or something like that and do this love story magic. Actually do it, and in the doing, I would be sharing and showing the participants of the live seminar how to take home with them the technology, the process, and the structure, as well as the experience. You see, I believe that people learn and apprehend like children who are playing. You don't necessarily learn something by having it explained to you only. You need to touch it, feel it, do it. At the same time, if you just touch it, feel it, do it, your subconscious might understand, but consciously you may feel uncomfortable or not sure about it. And so the idea here is as quickly as possible. And these audio files and the exercises that you have to do should probably take you about the same time as an evening just a seminar. You know, 3 hours was the idea that I was working for. However, the advantage when you're doing it at home from these audios, as we've been doing in the initial offering of this, where I've been releasing the audio files, you know, every week or so, spaced out every week, you can take your time. You can do each step and each phase more slowly. You could, in fact, put a whole 6 months in between doing assignment 2 and moving into assignment 3. It all depends on your pace. And what's important is that once you've gone through this one time, the first time, and experienced it for yourself, and experienced how it feels, how it works, and how it changes and improves your love life, doing this magical process, you can realize that this can be done on a large scale or on a small scale. Most people, I assume, when they approach this changing your love story for the first time, are going to think, like I did, about taking my whole entire life, my whole entire love life up until now, and addressing that as the thing that is going to be changed. And that is, in fact, the intention of this particular seminar. And then, you know, giving that to my subconscious mind, going in and working with my subconscious mind, you doing that with yours as you participate in the program, to take, here's my story, here's my consciousness becoming aware that I have this story, very aware, fully aware, accepting that my subconscious is the repository, the library that holds all the files of my memories and feelings and programs that are currently still running my love story. Every time I meet someone new, every time I relate to somebody that I still know from the past, family, friends, children, animals, pets, anywhere that love's involved, my love story program is affecting and influencing me in a very exact, precise way. Sure, it might change and adapt to new situations, but basically, We're like a robot. We run on a program. And our love story is no different because we have a human body. Because our soul is programmed that way. Because that's how the human experience is. Why is it like that? That's a big question. We could discuss that for a long time. But this is about doing something about it. And the first thing that we've been doing up until now is becoming aware. Becoming aware of how this all works. Now, many people who relate to the work that I do have worked with Life Transformation System Z, which is about learning how to do the win list and the clear talk manifesting method to use your thought power to transform all the 12 areas of your life in a constantly ever-improving, forceful manifesting type of a way, where the same type of technology that we're using here, where the understanding that what's inside of you, inside your brain, what's hardwired in your mind, your thoughts, your beliefs, your choices, your decisions, your feelings, and your attitudes about life are somewhat set in place. Even though there is a certain amount of flexibility and, of course, growth, that normally and naturally you are always in a sort of set position. And things run on automatic. Things are like a routine. A program and a routine are very similar. All right, so we don't want to talk about this too much because we need to move on. However, this has been one of the first things that we've done, is we've understood that there is a program. And everyone's going to have different beliefs about that. We've understood that you can change the program, and we've said that what program are we asking to change is the one is that is our love story. My love story, your love story. Okay, so we've even maybe you've asked some friends to talk about what they think your love story is, and you've done some writing, hopefully, by now. If you haven't done any writing, then you really haven't been doing the program, so you know you might be getting some value from listening, which is fine too. You do not have to do the program to get value from it. The listening and learning is part of the process of gaining value from participating. However, the application is where you actually go about changing. But be careful, because just listening to me, because of my intention about changing, just listening, I often am talking to your subconscious mind, not only your conscious mind. And the things that you see and hear on my website relating to changing your love story are all designed to actually implement positive change in your love story. And so just listening without even doing is still doing maybe too much if you don't want to change. So be careful, because just listening, you'll start changing your love story for the better and applying and doing even more. Change occurs for you in your love story. Now let's define change. The change that we're looking for isn't just some change. Who cares about change? I mean, you could change from, what do they say, from the frying pan into the fire. You don't want to do that in your love story, unless, of course, for you, the fire is a better place. But generally speaking, in the New Age metaphysical type of arena, often there's words and phrases and terms like, you know, it sounds like a good thing, but when you actually give it to your subconscious, like, oh, change my love story, well, that's not what we're talking about here. It's improving your love story. And let me give you an example. In my love life, for example, I remember part of my love story that I can consciously recollect and share is that night under the stars next to the Pacific Ocean with Rachel. And Rachel and I were in love, and we had a blanket, and it was a beautiful evening, and it was warm, and we kissed, and we connected, and we went, you know, all the way into that divine, blissful, physical union right on the beach under our blanket. It was so private, and the sound of the waves. And that was a moment for me, a magical peak moment of love. And there was other times with Rachel when we first met, or well, we'd all met, but the first time we went and we did something, we went out in the desert, and we kissed for the first time, and we made love in the desert, on the rocks, and in the sun, and it was amazing with Rachel, those two peak experiences, and the love that I felt with her in the sexual, romantic type of love were peak experiences for me. And yet, the negative side of that is that I'm not with Rachel anymore. Those two experiences and the time that I spent with her is long gone. The amount of times in my life that I've had experiences like that compared to the amount of time that I've been alive, it's a very small amount of time. There's been other beautiful lovemaking experiences with amazing women in nature. And those have been really peak moments for me because it combined so many things that I love, all in one place and one time and one experience. And yet, the experience of my entire love story, that it only has those moments or those hours or those evenings or those experiences sort of dotted at different places, and then these huge, you know, gaps in between where, sure, other things happen, but those peak moments are few and far between, and that's part of my love story as well. You see, and so if I wanted to change that, for example, I could imagine, and this is now giving you some tips about the idea here to speak to your subconscious mind. It's not necessarily for you to come up with, you know, do all this work and writing and dreaming and imagining, you know, every single item in your love story and that you would somehow make it better. But I'm telling my subconscious mind right now that I love those moments that I was just speaking about, and I'd like to have more of them and have them be better in all ways. Better woman, better nature experience, you know, better health, everything that could contribute to making those experiences better. And the frequency increased, much more of that, you know, to the point of just living at that level of experiencing and feeling and enjoying life with my lover all the time. Let that be like the floor and the foundation of my new love life. I'm asking my subconscious now to change my love story, change my beliefs, my programs, my attitudes, and my feelings inside of me so that I am the man who has that kind of a love life from now on for the rest of my life and more and better than that. See, that's what we're talking about here. And that's for me. And for you, it's not about, for me, for you, it's not about, like I said, coming up with individual specific transformations like that, but it's about telling your subconscious mind to change you so that everything in your love life becomes better, much better. So it's about improving your love story. All right. Now, in order to get ready for assignment number 3, besides realizing that what we've done so far is recognize that your conscious mind has a lot of power of choice. You're choosing to do this program. You're getting in touch with your, you can talk to your subconscious mind. You can communicate to your subconscious mind. And you can tell it what your choices and your preferences are for your life. And you can become aware of things that make you more powerful in your choices. And in order to become aware, you've done these writing exercises and you've talked to your friends and you've gotten in touch with your current love story. Okay. And so now, this, now that you've done that, and I asked you in your last, in the last time we checked in with each other, to put everything that you've written on into a box or into an envelope, into some kind of a container. Okay, now if you haven't done that yet, you need to do that and have that beside you before you click the next audio. And the next audio is going to be, you're going to probably want to lie down or sit in a meditative kind of, you know, eyes closed, relaxed, quiet room. So get ready for that before you click the next audio. Get what you have written down, get that nearby in the container. And again, remember that it's not important that it's your whole love story. Just like I talked about Rachel and I in the past, and then other thoughts and feelings that I had in relationship to those experiences that I had, all of that was part of my love story, and all of that is just a very small fraction of my entire love story. you know, the love story is huge. The love story is how you feel in every loving situation in your whole life since you were born. You know, it's huge. And there's no way that you could ever write it all out or watch it on a video. As we've described before, even a motion picture, a professional Hollywood motion picture that lasts for an hour and a half or 2 hours, sometimes they seem to cover, you know, years and years of life and lifetimes and love stories and so on, and yet it's some kind of a condensed version. It's a summary. And that's what you have in your own way, in your envelope or in your container written down. And what that piece of paper represents is your conscious awareness that your subconscious has the whole story. It has the whole thing in memory. And it's generated all of that from the programs that you have inside of you. And this letter, this paper that you have written down is also, we're going to turn it into a request to your subconscious mind. This is like our presentation to the subconscious mind saying, we know, I know, this is a magical object, this paper in this package, in this box. This is now becoming, we're making it a magical object. We're imbuing it and empowering it. As you just simply hear these thoughts and hold that object and think and feel this, I have this love story. I know about my love story. And who knows about you, your conscious mind? And we're going to take that object and we're going to go into a meditation that I'm going to guide you. And inside the meditation, in your imagination, and you don't have to imagine, don't worry, I'll just guide you, you can listen. If you imagine, you imagine. If you don't, you don't. And it'll still have an effect on you. But we're going to take this object and go inside and then imagine yourself inside holding the object inside in your inner world. And we're going to take it to what you imagine is your subconscious. So it could be like a tunnel that leads, you know, down into a giant computer room or whatever you're going to imagine what is your subconscious. And then we're going to give it. We're going to give this object or put it on the table or somehow you're going to transact this object with your subconscious mind. And you're going to say, this is my sense of the love story right now. And your subconscious mind may respond to you and show you, you know, a representation of the love story as it sees it, but that's not really so important. What's important is that this object that you have right now, this meaning this container with what you've written down, when we go inside in the meditation, you're going to present this to your subconscious mind, and it's that creates a link between your subconscious mind and you. A link. And that in itself is worth the value of the entire program, just to get to the place where we're making that link on your love story. And at that point, while you're there with your subconscious, in your subconscious, you tell it and talk to it and say, I want to change my love story for the better. I want you to improve and change, and I give you permission to do that. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to go in there and do that. And that's basically going to be the meditation. And then when you come out of the meditation, then I will give you some instructions in the final audio after that. So that'll be like assignment number 4 of what you can do to start responding and noticing to the changes in your love story that will start happening, the improvements in your love story that will start happening from your subconscious mind. Because you can then take this whole entire process and do it again and again and again. And I'll show you how to do it just with one, you know, little thing, because something might change in your life after you've done this meditation, following this whole process. Something would change in your life, and you'll notice that consciously. You might write that down again, you see, starting the process again. Write down, oh, this happened in my love story. You know, I had a conversation with someone, you know, that I care about, and something happened differently than it ever happened before, and this is what happened. You might write that on a piece of paper, and then you go back into your subconscious mind and say, now here's how I'd like you to change this. and have a relationship like that. And I'll show you how this connects with Life Transformation System Z and the Clear Talk Manifesting Method, whether you already know it and are using it or you don't know about it yet. That will help you. This is going to help you a lot for your manifesting in all the 12 areas of your life to work out better. The better your love story is, the more successful you're manifesting. And also, if you're doing Life Transformation System Z, then you'll notice that there's a lot of similarities in the technology that's being used here, and yet it's quite different. This is not Life Transformation System Z, and we're not using the Clear Talk Manifesting Method. This is our love story magic. Thanks for listening. Get all ready to go, because the next thing is going to be the meditation. With peace and love, this is George L. Preslian.